you use that expression, someone is, if you use wear out, you'd say he's
worn
all,
out.
Huh?
Worn out.
Okay. And if a person had, you say, well, say someone had been, you know, perfectly healthy, then all of a sudden they, what, sick?
Got sick?
Huh?
Got sick.
Okay. And you say, well, he's sick now, but he'll be up again.
Soon.
Okay. Or by, you say by and by, or?
Later.
Okay. And someone who went out in the rain and then got chilled and then started sneezing and so forth, you'd say that the person, what, a cold? What?
Caught a cold.
Okay. Would you say took cold or catch cold or? Okay. If it affected your voice, you'd say that you were
hoarse.
Okay. And if you do like this, you say you have a
cough.
Okay. And you say, well, I better go to bed. I'm a little bit. What? I want to go on to bed. I'm feeling a little
sick.
Or you want to go to sleep. You're feeling a little
drowsy.
Okay. And you say, at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, I will, what? The alarm? Yeah, the alarm will go off and I will
get up.
Okay. But before you get up, you have to, when you open your eyes, you say wake up or rouse or?
Wake.
Okay. And you say, well, he's still sleeping. You better go
quietly.
But he needs to get up to go to work. You better go. What?
Calling.
Okay. Or?
Awaken.
Okay. And if someone was sick and you'd gotten them some medicine, and you went in to see the person and the medicine was still there, you might ask, why haven't you got your medicine?
Took your medicine.
Okay, and the person might answer, I already
have.
Yeah, or I already what some. I already
took it.
Okay, and you say, in 2 or 3 hours I will got some more.
Take some more.
Okay. And someone who can't hear at all, you'd say that they're
deaf.
Okay. And if a man had been out working, worked real hard and took off his shirt and it was all wet, he'd say, look how much I
don't know.
Think about the word sweat.
Perspired.
Yeah. But using the word sweat, he'd say, look how much I
perspired.
But using the word sweat. Okay, a sore that comes to a head.
Ball.
Okay, and the stuff that drains out of the ball.
Pus.
Okay, and you say, a bee stung me in my hand, what? Got bigger, my hand.
Swollen.
Okay, so you say, so you say, I was stung in my hand, what up?
I swollen up.
Okay, and you say, if it's not infected, it probably won't, what up?
Won't hurt, I guess.
Okay, so if a bee stings you, your hand will
swell.
Okay. And in a blister, the liquid that forms under the skin.